On July 31, 1998, a godly Christian woman was visiting the ministry school I was leading, and she had a prophetic word for me, part of which said, I would stand before princes, something that had never crossed my mind. Less than 2 weeks later, on August 12th, I was invited to a private one-hour meeting in Buckingham Palace with Prince Andrew, where I shared my testimony with him and prayed for him before I left. The meeting was initiated from start to finish by a colleague of mine. And to be candid, talking face-to-face with the prince was the furthest thing from my mind on that ministry trip to England. In fact, it was no more on my mind than meeting Elvis Presley. And it was only sometime after the meeting that I remembered the prophetic word. Why, then, should I be skeptical of other prophecies that seem highly unlikely? A pastor in Kansas City told me about a word he received from a respected prophet saying that when his church hit 180 people, the explosion will come. This was a new church plant, but the pastor held on to that word, waiting for the spiritual explosion when they reached 180 people. One Sunday morning, they put out 182 chairs, and the pastor happened to notice that all the chairs were filled except two. Later that afternoon, when the building was empty, a gas line ruptured, and the building exploded. There was a literal explosion. No one was hurt. They were able to get into a bigger and better building, and they saw significant growth after that. Again, I heard this firsthand. The same prophet was involved in an even stranger story. At another church on a Sunday morning, during a quiet time in worship, he shouted out, "Macaroni and cheese." The pastor was shocked. The people were dismayed, and some wondered, what did he just say? Was he so hungry that he couldn't wait for lunch? To make matters worse, at that moment, a visiting family stood up and walked out. He had offended these visitors with this silly word, or so the people thought. A few months later, on a Sunday morning, that same family returned to the church, led by the very regal, godly mother. She asked if she could share a testimony, and the pastor gave her permission. She explained that the Lord told her to return to that church that morning to vindicate the man of God. So she gathered her family and said, "We're going back to that church today." It turns out that she had five children, four of whom were actively serving the Lord, and one of whom was totally away from God. And she had been praying for confirmation that he would, in fact, return to the Lord. She felt led to attend that church for the first time a few months earlier. And when the worship got quiet, the prophet shouted out, "Macaroni and cheese." Well, that was the sign she needed, since her son's job was delivering boxes of macaroni and cheese. And she took the prophet's word as a sign that the Lord had his eyes on her boy. Having heard the words macaroni and cheese, she felt that her mission was accomplished that morning, which is why she then left the service with her family. In the following months, her son had come back to Jesus in dramatic fashion, and she wanted everyone to know what had happened. I know it sounds crazy, but it happened, as have other things even more extreme and seemingly absurd. Why then? Shouldn't we believe the